snowball Earth. Yes, at least twice, maybe four times or more, our planet froze over. Several times it may have frozen poles to tropics. Spectacular evidence includes drop stones, large rocks left by finally thawing glaciers virtually worldwide, in the pattern in which the seas and continents were arranged back then, plus stacks of red, oxidized, iron-rich rocks. Llewellyn and I first heard the story firsthand from an early investigator, Joe Kirschfink, at Caltech. How did it happen? Genetically clever cyanobacteria evolved a way to do photosynthesis using ordinary water as electron donor rather than harder-to-find hydrogen sulfide. The byproduct, which we now cherish, is oxygen. By liberating almost unimaginable tons of oxygen, they first cleared out a lot of space that became uninhabitable for competing oxygen-intolerant bacteria. Bacteria were the only life forms at 2.2 billion years ago. Then the oxygen oxidized away the methane in the air that made a high-potency greenhouse effect necessary to keep the Earth warm with a wimpier sun back then. The CO2 product couldn't keep the Earth warm enough. Voila, ice all around. It appears that it took about 50 million years this first time for volcanoes to pump in enough additional CO2 to warm the Earth and melt the ice, and also spike the temperature to phenomenal heights until the climate settled down again. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.